It's Andy Parks live from the Washington Times on 7:30 a.m., 102.9 FM, WTNT. My next guest is Reverend Franklin Graham, President and CEO of the International Christian Relief Organization, Samaritan's Purse, and the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association. In today's Washington Times, whether you pick up a print edition or you check it out online, in the commentary section, there's a piece called Bombing Sudan's Air Bases, Only Way to Protect Innocents. Now, I have to admit, when I looked at this, it wasn't really a shocking headline, but when I saw who was responsible for writing it, that changed a bit. The Reverend Graham joins me right now. Hello, Reverend. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
You are in an airplane right now, from what I understand. Where are you headed?
Heading to West Africa, where I'll be there this week.
Mm-hmm. All right. Now, as I mentioned, the headline is somewhat, it's odd coming from you as a reverend, because you're calling for the bombing of Sudan's air bases. Tell me why.
I was in the Nuba Mountains last week. This is inside North Sudan, not the South Sudan.
Okay.
The North has cordoned off this area, and its military, which is headed by President al-Bashir, a convicted international criminal for crimes against humanity. This man is now leading a genocide against his own people. And this area has been sealed since last June. They've been bombing, strafing, attacking villages, burning churches. People are starving to death. I saw it last week. They don't want American soldiers, and all they want is the fighter planes and the bombers to stop flying. And I believe the only way that we can get food into this area is we need a massive airlift, and the only way we can do it is with those Sudanese bombers grounded. I'm not talking about killing anybody, Andy. I'm talking about dropping bombs on their runways, punching holes in their concrete. An airplane cannot fly if there's a hole in the runway. So you put holes in the runway, and you're going to ground his Air Force. And I think President Obama will get their attention, and I think it will force them to the negotiating table. These are people that only understand force. And if the world just sits by and just all they do is make commentary and condemn them and say, oh, this is a terrible thing, they're going to continue to do it. You've got to show some strength. You've got to show some resolve. Take out his runways.
All right. You mentioned President Obama. Have you spoken with him?
I've spoken to the White House. I've given this suggestion to them. They've listened, but the president certainly has mentioned Sudan for the last week in several speeches. I appreciate his interest in the Sudan, and I believe if he will just stop those bombers, we can save the lives of, there's about 800,000 people whose lives are at risk. I was in Rwanda when the massacre was going on. By the time the international community and the United States took notice, it was too late. A million people were dead. And I believe that if we turn our back on the Nuba Mountains and we wait for negotiations, this is going to be too long. These people are going to die. They're dying now. I saw it last week for myself. And the rainy season is upon us right now. And those roads that where people have had some access, where some food has gotten in, those roads will be closed. And Bashir will win by slowly annihilating these people to starvation.
Have you talked with him directly in the past?
I have. I've been with President Bashir on three separate occasions.
And his response when you confront him with what he's doing, I mean, obviously he knows it, but he's being called out on it, and what is his response?
When I first met with him 10 years ago, he was bombing hospitals in the South Sudan. We had a hospital, he bombed it. And I got a meeting arranged with him, and I went to him and asked him to quit bombing the hospital, and he quit bombing it. He was bombing food distribution centers. I asked him to stop bombing those. And I believe President Bashir only understands really force, and if the United States were to get engaged and take out his runways, I believe the man would talk, and I believe we could negotiate a peace agreement in the north, in the Nuba Mountains, which would be acceptable to Bashir and which would be acceptable to the people there that are living in fear, hiding in caves, hiding in rocks. And the only food that I saw last week when I was there, people were eating insects. They had leaves off thorn bushes that they were boiling. but they said when the leaves were bitter and it gave the children diarrhea, this is all they have to eat. Mm. And we've got to be able to help the man-being.
Yeah. UN involvement, although I question why I even bring that up, because in my mind this is an organization that doesn't have a particularly pristine resume when it comes to dealing with situations like this. But have they gotten involved in any way?
Or they have asked the President Bashir to give them access, and he's refused to give them access. But that's why I believe you have to force him to grant access. And we forced him by taking away his runways. And I believe at that point that he would open up the borders and allow access to this region. If you remember back in the early 90s when you had the U.S. Marines going into Somalia, at that time there was a famine in Sudan, and President Bush put pressure on the Sudanese government, on Bashir, to allow relief flights to come in. And as a result of that, that famine was averted. But it took President Bush threatening Bashir, and Bashir opened up his borders. And I think we can do the same now, take out his runways. We can get in. We're not asking for the United States to put a no-fly zone in. We're not asking for American troops on the ground. We're not asking for advisors. All you're asking for is taking out the runways, bust up some concrete, and I think we can feed a million people.
You know, it occurs to me it wouldn't take all that long. It wouldn't be all that big of an effort to get that done. I mean, once you drop a few holes in a runway, like you say, that's gonna shut the traffic down. How many airports are we talking about?
I am not sure. There would be probably less than 10 mm-hmm. airstrips that you would have to take out.
See, and in my mind, that would be easy. I wish you all the luck in the world. I hope that this is resonating with folks here in Washington, and hopefully the president will step up the effort to take care of this. I have watched your work over the years, and you have a tremendous organization, and you folks are doing the right things for people all over the world, and I certainly hope someone is listening here in Washington that can help you. What can the average American do to help you, though?
If they can write to their representative in Washington and ask them to put pressure on this administration to stop the killing in the Nuba Mountains. And, the president may have another solution. I don't know. But right now, people are dying. People are starving to death. And if people would write to their representative, this would help put pressure on them.
Folks, if you get the opportunity, please read this. It's very important. It's in today's Washington Times. It's called Bombing Sudan's Air Bases, Only Way to Protect Innocents, and it's by the Reverend Franklin Graham. Reverend Graham, thank you so much for joining me, and good luck.
Thank you, and God bless you.